in the end, Glenn, Swilly proved to be the stronger side in that second half.
Yeah, without a doubt, yeah. They ended up the better team now in the second half, showing anyway, and probably deserved their win. They took their chances better than us. As a man says, the conditions probably, you know, we're a young late team, like, you know, and the conditions were pretty heavy there, you know, and we didn't make hay, as a man says, when we did have a bit of a lead and we let them back into it. And then football IQ and Glenn Swilly is fairly high, so yeah. You know, both on and off the field. So look, we're disappointed, but we're trying to learn as we go along, and then we definitely learn from today, you know.
Yeah. Sinan Carrick got both of your goals today, and a missed opportunity from the penalty spot. I suppose that was a key part in the game for you, is when that didn't hit the back of the net, if it, because if that went back in, it was going to be back out to a 7-point score.
It was, yeah, but yeah. You could say it. Hinson, it's a big opportunity, all right, missed. But look at with other opportunities, I wouldn't put it down, you know, to the young fella. Like, you know, he's brave enough to put it up there and have a go, like, you know.
And he took his other two goals very well.
He did. So look at, I'll not knock that, you know. Yeah. I think we lost it in other places, you know. Right. We were too far out, and we give Michael a bit of room there. They could have two other goals they didn't take. So, you know, we were lucky, I think, in the end up just 2 points, you know.
Yeah.
So we're disappointed, but hopefully we'll learn from it.
Yeah, it was a slog there today, a heavy pitch. And we have to give the grounds people a lot of credit here today, because they didn't get the reserve match. There was no games on it all week.
No.
It was a heavy pitch here today. It was a slog for both sides, so it was, Kevin.
Well, there's 7 or 8 of us out here, my brother and a few others out here all morning with a pitchfork, and trying to get it, you know, ready for us, you know. It was a slog, but you're not expecting that sort of football this time of year, you know, when you start off in January, and it's a pity, you know. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. We didn't get over the line. We can blame the pitch, we can blame all sorts, but they scored more than us at the end of the day.
But so then, how would you sum up your championship so far? 2-1, you had that excellent one against Cador, and then obviously you followed up that up last week as well, defeat today. If somebody said that to you at the start of the campaign, would you have been happy enough with that, Kevin?
No, not really, no. We've been quietly confident in ourselves. Yeah. We were building nicely, you know, and we'd like to think that we're a match for anybody here in Tyrconnell, you know, so we're disappointed to lose games here, you know, but we were delayed to beat Cador, which is a big outfit, you know, and Downing's away, but I just felt that there was a real championship. That was a real championship there. And that felt like it, you know. I'm saying the boys, everybody would be sore after that.
Yeah.
The first two games weren't as physical as that, you know. Mm-hmm. So, no, we could say we're happy and we're disappointed at the same time, Oisin, you know.
Yeah, okay. And you've still got a round to go. Listen, one defeat in the championship doesn't mean that your season's over. You're still very much on with the shout here, Kevin.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, we were 100-1 there a while ago. And then the week after, you had us, we're going to challenge Lentis and St. Junet. So we'll see what next week brings, Oisin.
Okay. Listen, hard luck today. Thanks for joining us, Kevin.
All right, thanks a million.